And welcome back to The Winning Life. And God wants us all to win. He wants us to be overcomers. In fact, when you read Revelation chapter 2 and 3, there is no doubt in our mind that God did not intend for every Christian, every church to have overcoming power and to overcome everything that the Satan would throw at us. Revelation 12:11 says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. All last week I talked about the power of the testimony. The power of the testimony. In fact, many people, they don't witness for Jesus. They don't tell others about the goodness of God because they feel like they don't know enough of the Bible to witness to lost people about Jesus. But all you have to know is your testimony. Just like the blind man that Jesus healed, and they were questioning him about who healed him. And he says, all I know is I once was blind, but now I see. If you are born again, once you were blind, but now you see. You have a testimony. And the testimony is something that the enemy cannot defeat in your life, because there is an assurance that comes with that testimony, and it persuades others. I remember some of the testimonies that I have witnessed in my own life. I heard one dear preacher sharing about being in a Catherine Kuhlman crusade, and I went to many of her crusades in Tampa, Florida. She would come and it would just be miraculous. The greatest thing you took with you is the presence and the power of God. And I saw many miracles take place in her crusade. I heard one preacher talk about when he was a boy being in one of her crusades and saw a Catholic nun that had two withered hands. And right before his eyes, God touched this sweet nun and her hands opened up and she was made completely whole. I've seen these things, and I have witnessed the testimonies of God. I think about the man that went to a Catherine Kuhlman crusade, and he was morbidly obese. And overnight, he lost enormous amount of weight, over 100 pounds. He lost overnight because of the glory that was there. In fact, the next day, it was in the newspapers, by the way. The next day, he went to his family. He was holding his clothes together, had them pinned together, because he had nothing to wear, and they didn't even recognize him at first for who he was because he had lost so much weight. And they had just seen him a few days before. But God got so much glory, and faith would arise in the hearts of people. Why? Because the testimonies that we have of the faithfulness of God, the times he has answered prayer, the times he has showed himself mighty on our behalf, those are things that cannot be taken from us. And Satan is overcome by the word of our testimony. Testify something that God has done for you today. Tell somebody about the goodness of our God, how wonderful Jesus is in your life. We'll be back tomorrow right here on The Winning Life.